That's on Tuesday evening, and Radio 3 Live in Concerts tomorrow night comes from the Wigmore Hall. The pianist Claire Hammond plays music by Ravel, Satie and Albéniz, and the Piatti Quartet will be on hand to play string quartets by Haydn and Debussy. Martin Handley presents. That's Radio 3 Live in Concert from the Wigmore Hall tomorrow evening at 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, the trumpet of Thomas Stanko. We hear previously unbroadcast tracks from his concert at the Glasgow Jazz Festival last year. Kevin Ajama brings guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel back into focus in our Now Is The Time feature. And which album is it today, Kevin?
It is Deep Song, and I can tell you that it wears its name well.
And we get up to date with the Scottish jazz scene from Radio Scotland jazz presenter Stephen Duffy. All of that on this week's Jazz Lineup. The Bits and Pieces Big Band are fast becoming one of the country's most talked about jazz groups. Ben Cottrell leads the 14 members, who are some of the most exciting players in the UK, all who met and began playing together whilst they were students in Manchester. Their influences range from Loose Tubes to Radiohead, and they're trying to redefine the role of a big band for a new generation. The Guardian's John Fordham has aptly commented on their gale-force collective energy and confidence, and I'm sure after you hear this track, Jazz Walk, from their highly anticipated debut album, Big Ideas, you'll see exactly what he means.
Thank you.
That was Jazz Walk from the Beats and Pieces Big Band, and you can experience them in an exciting double bill at the Warwick Arts Centre on the 24th of May, where they're sharing the evening with Robert Glasper. The new album, Big Ideas, is out now on the EFPI record label. Oriel are a nine-piece collective of mostly London-based jazz musicians who belong to the Fire Collective and have been created by guitarist Johnny Phillips. They're all fine improvisers, and they are Idris Rahman and Ingrid Laubrook on saxophones, Ben Davis on cello, Nick Ram on piano, Ruth Goller on bass, Johnny Phillips on guitar, Seb Roachford at the drum kit, and Adriano Adewale on percussion. This track is from their brand new release called Every New Day, and it's called Mountain Flower. Thank you. Auriel with Mountain Flower from their new release, Every New Day, which is out on the Fire Records label. And Auriel launch Every New Day at the Vortex in London on April the 24th. This is Claire Martin on BBC Radio 3 on Jazz Lineup on FM, online and on digital radio. And now another disc that deserves another outing. It's our Now's the Time feature with Kevin Lejeune. And Kevin, you mentioned earlier, it is Deep Song by guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. Why have you chosen that?
I think it's one of his best records. He's recorded about five or six. The first one, East Coast Love Affair, came out in 1996. But this one stands up particularly well. This was recorded in 2005. Mm-hmm. And you can hear that he's really matured both as a player and a writer. I think the songs, the composing is really good. There are 10 tracks. He's done all of them bar a couple of standards, of which the title. But the originals, I think, are fantastic, and he's got a great band there as well.
Mm. Let's talk about Kurt Rosenwinkel, because he really arrived on the scene in the early 90s, really, because he was, I think his first gig was with Gary Burton and Paul Motion. I mean, it's a kind of post-Matheny haze he came out of, and now he's, the reviews of this album have stated that now, at this point, he's starting to find his way as a writer. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think the first album that he recorded, East Coast Love Affair, which was actually 96, actually, if you go back to that, that shows great promise. I mean, there's some great playing on it, but I don't think that he's really, really asserted his identity as a complete artist. And he does that as he gets to the millennium. There's a really good album which came out in 2000 called The Next Step. Mm. And then Heartcore in 2003,
yes,
which is a very, very interesting album. But this is the one which I think stands up kind of tall and proud, really, of all the ones that he's recorded so far.
Just before we play the first track, as a singer, Kurt Rosenwinkel is extraordinary to me because he loves echo, he loves the effect of echo, and he sings along with, yeah, his lines. I mean, I don't know how he must have to sort of manipulate afterwards to sort of tune himself up. I don't know, maybe he sings perfectly in tune, but if you've not heard it before, it's quite sort of ghostly almost in the background. This, you can just hear his voice.
That's a really, really important point. I think what he does is he has the vocal almost as a whisper, mm, just behind the guitar. And you can hear, it's like a trail behind, mm, some of the guitar notes. And it does give you this very ethereal,
dreamy,
at times,
isn't it?
Yeah, quite a haunting feel. Mm, mm. And to me, that to a certain extent, that comes out of the whole Pat Metheny, very evocative, as you say, very dreamy, mm, soundscapey world. Yet he does it in a different way because that vocal, it's almost as if it's there and it's not there.
Mm. And it's hard to do. That's very hard to do, I should imagine. I mean, he must have a huge range. He doesn't,
yeah,
seem to bulk out of, like, singing the high notes either.
Yeah.
So,
especially when he's playing those complex lines that he plays.
Yeah. So. I'm jealous. Let's hear the first track. It's Brooklyn Sometimes.
Thank you.
From the album Deep Song, that was Kurt Rosenwinkel with Brooklyn Sometimes, talking to Kevin LeGenre about the album Deep Song. So you could really hear the band playing as one there, even though it was the first time they'd recorded together, can't you, Kevin?
Yeah. As I say, it's a very lived-in feel. It's swinging. It feels as if they're pushing, yet at the same time there's a degree of subtlety as well. I think, generally speaking, what I like about this album is the fact that it has a lot of drive and a lot of energy and this kind of soaring quality in places like some of the tracks. They feel as if they're taking off, yet at the same time, they don't overplay.
Let's talk about the band he's got with him, Kevin.
Yeah, well, he's had this close association with players like Brad Meldow, Jeff Ballard, Joshua Redman for many years. In fact, just as an aside, I first heard Kurt Rosenwinkel playing with Mark Turner, because he's on a Mark Turner album called Dharma Days. And to put it into a wider context, he was part of that wave of musicians that also made a bit of an impact through the small scene in New York, that much-loved club, which is a bit of a haven, really, for these younger, unknown players. In the mid and late 90s, you had several of them coming through. And he, along with the likes of Avishai Cohen and Mark Turner and Omar Avital, they really made an impact. So I first heard him as part of that coterie of musicians. But that relationship that he's had with people like Brad Meldow and Jeff Ballard goes a long way back. And you can feel it on this album. It's a very, very cohesive, it's a very lived-in sound that they've got. And joining him and Brad, you've got Larry Grenadier on bass, who obviously plays with Brad Meldow, Jeff Ballard on drums. So it's, at times, it's Kurt Rosenwinkel and the Brad Meldow trio, which
Jackson
is interesting,
also
and
on
Ali
drums.
Jackson also on drums, and last but not least, Joshua Redman on tenor sax.
Yeah, brilliant. Do you think, Kevin, that sometimes Kurt Rosenwinkel's writing is, you know, a bit too difficult, a bit too harmonically challenging, perhaps too complex for some listeners?
No, absolutely
good
answer. Not. No, I think it's very engaging, even though, as I say, most of the tracks on this album are between 7 and 9 minutes long. So they're not playing short solos when they want to. When they really want to get going, they don't hold back. I think that he has a knack of coming up with lines which are very hook-like. Some of the melodies, especially the unison melodies that he plays with Joshua Redman on the next track that we're going to listen to, The Cross, I think that it's actually very radio-friendly. The question is, would it fit into a modern radio format which would allow for 9 minutes of music without vocals? I think that's the real question.
Very good. Yeah, well, let's hear it now from Deep Song, and this is our second pick, The Cross. Thank you. Kurt Rosenwinkel with The Cross from the album Deep Song. I'm talking to Kevin Legendre about this album.
I love the fact that it's very bright and sunny. There's something really upbeat about it. And it just grabs you, and it's just got this really uplifting energy, which I think that comes through on several of the tracks of the album. I also like the way that he harmonises with Joshua Redman. They play these lovely lines together.
Yes,
and then
brilliant.
Either one of them will just peel off and play a little solo line.
And then
maybe
come straight back into
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it
no,
could be
that.
For a couple of bars, yeah, just one yeah. bar. So it's a little flash.
Yes, I love that.
You hear the two of them together, and then you hear either the sax or the guitar, and then bang, they're straight back in.
How did this album do? I mean, 2005 sounds feels like ages ago.
It is ages ago.
So how did it do? What were the press reaction to this? I mean, I guess by then he would really kind of, Verve Records had really got behind him. It was his fourth album in 5 years. He was trying to get established. So
having said that, I don't think that he was ever given the proper promotional support in the UK. I think he was much more recognised in the US than in the UK.
It would be packed if he did Ronnie Scott's or
Absolutely.
Something like that. So let's go on to the third piece you've chosen now, and this is actually called Cake, and it's based on George Gershwin's Let Them Eat Cake. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
No. So let's hear it. It's another 3/4, and why have you chosen this?
There's something grandiose about it, and I think this is him giving vent to his epic side. There's a kind of classical music undercurrent. There's a kind of Spanish Moorish quality as well, which funnily enough makes me think a bit of Chick Corea. And I think generally speaking, at times we were talking about the way that he uses his voice with the guitar. Every so often I thought to myself, you know what, this is almost like a very lateral reference to Chick Corea playing with Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah.
You know, that flavour that Chick and Bobby get when they play together. I think that comes through on several tracks on this album. But this track, Cake, it has this grandiose and quite dark feel, which I think is really effective. It's almost like the centrepiece of the album, really.
Thank you. That was the track called Cake from the album Deep Song by Kurt Rosenwinkel, and our Now's the Time feature, Kevin and Jean. What a great collectively articulate bunch they are, that band, really pulling that together and making it special.
The music stands the test of time. I mean, this is 7 years old. And when I put this on the CD player, just to refresh my memory, I thought to myself, wow, this feels as if it was recorded yesterday. It's got that energy and that vibrant, just driving quality, which I think music that's recorded with sincerity, it always has that. When you put it back on, you think, okay.
And he seems very humble. He has lots of humility. I've read some interviews that he's done about his music, and he's always striving. He's not, you know. I'd love to sort of see him come over and do some gigs in the UK. Can you get this CD?
It's available on import. As you pointed out, it was released on Verve Records in 2005. And I think you can still get it on the internet. Second hand, it will cost you about £7 or £8.
Well, thanks, Kevin. That was Kurt Rosenwinkel's Deep Song. And that was our Now's the Time feature. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
Well, the spirit of Grant Green, Wes Montgomery and early George Benson are definitely evoked by guitarist Nigel Price's organ trio featuring Alex Garnett on sax. Well, they've just released a double CD entitled Heads and Tails on the Woodville record label, and it's fantastic. Nigel broke through last year with a straight-ahead organ trio album featuring organist Pete Whittaker and drummer Matt Holm. But on this double CD outing, Alex Garnett and percussionist Snowboy joined the band. Fluent, imaginative and swinging hard, one CD sees the band playing new themes over well-known chord sequences, and disc two sees Price revisiting the same sequences with the original themes reinstated in duets that he's overdubbed with himself. Let's hear Stealing Time, which is over the changes of Kurt Weill's Speak Low. Thank you. From the double CD Heads and Tails from the Nigel Price Organ Trio, who are Nigel on guitar, Pete Whittaker on organ, Matt Holm on drums, Alex Garnett as special guest on saxophone, and Snowboy on percussion, making up the band. You can hear them live on May the 3rd at the Watermill Jazz Club in Dorking, Surrey, and on the 4th of May in Derby at Derby Jazz. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, online, on FM and on digital radio. Let's check out jazz across the BBC and welcome Stephen Duffy from BBC Radio Scotland's Jazz House. Stephen, what's going on?
Hi, Claire. Well, in the Jazz House, we aim to bring all that's new in jazz and at the same time bring our listeners the kind of music that makes jazz fans love jazz in the first place. And this week, Richard Michael, one of the UK's most respected jazz educators, joins me for his regular feature, Anatomy of a Classic, in which he brilliantly dissects a piece of classic jazz. And our featured artist on record is one of the biggest names of the big band era, Tommy Dorsey.
Thanks, Stephen Duffy. And Jazz House on BBC Radio Scotland goes out on Wednesdays just after 8 and is repeated on Sundays at the same time. Jazz on Radio 2 on Tuesday nights with Jamie Cullum next week features Jamie interviewing one of his true musical heroes, the piano player, singer and composer, Dr. John. Next on Jazz Lineup is our concert that comes from last year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. We feature the Polish trumpet master Tomasz Stanko. It should have included saxophonist Lee Konitz, but regrettably he was ill and unable to attend. Nevertheless, he was with an outstanding trio of Florian Weber on piano, Jeff Denson on bass and Ziv Ravitz on drums. Stanko said very little during the set, so it gives you an opportunity to just enjoy the tunes you're about to hear. Tonight we're hearing previously unbroadcast tunes from the set, and he begins with Litania, the title track of his album of the same name. Thank you. Litania, going into Maldonus War Song, and then Last Song, taken from Thomas Stanko's Dark Eyes album. And all of those tunes are Stanko compositions. Next, Thomas Stanko goes into a free interpretation of Victor Young's Stella by Starlight.
Bye.
Stella by Starlight, performed by Thomas Stanko with Florian Weber on piano, Jeff Denson on bass and Ziv Ravitz on drums, recorded at last year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. We'll come back to him at the end of the programme. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Two Jazz Lineup concerts coming up. I'll be presenting Jazz Lineup with the BBC Big Band at Perth Concert Hall on Friday the 27th of this month. Barry Forgy will direct the band, and I'm delighted to be able to introduce our soloist that night as the incredible Nigel Hitchcock, one of our finest ever saxophonists. Tickets are available, or you can go to our website for more details. That's myself presenting Jazz Lineup with the BBC Big Band at the Perth Concert Hall on Friday the 27th of April. Get booking now. And we're not finished yet. Jazz Lineup also presents Martin Speak at King's Place in London on Saturday the 21st of April. Martin will be playing tracks from his current CD, Two Not One, and then in the second half he reverts to quartet format, a gig not to be missed. Martin Speak at King's Place on Saturday the 21st of April. Full details are on the Jazz Lineup website via the BBC Radio 3 homepage. Drummer and pianist Gary Husband has released a follow-up CD to his highly acclaimed Dirty and Beautiful Volume 1. And Volume 2 is an equally impressive all-star affair with Mike Stern, John McLaughlin, Alan Holdsworth, Rain Krantz and Mark King putting in an appearance. Let's hear the track written by and featuring guitarist Wayne Krantz, and it's the compelling East River Jazz. Out on the Abstract Logic label, that was Gary Husband's from the CD Dirty and Beautiful Volume 2, and that track written by and featured American jazz fusion great Wayne Krantz. Walking Dark is the title of the fourth CD from Phronesis, the trio led by Danish bassist Jasper Højby. The title is a reference to the Pitch Black project, a series of concerts the band played in darkness as a dedication to Højby's sister who lost her sight to cataracts. On this CD, the writing duties are shared with Ivo Neem, the pianist, and Anton Eger, the drummer. And here's the track that concludes the album, and it's a studio version of a live favourite called 8 Hours. 8 hours, written by Jasper Hoiby, taken from the CD Walking Dark. And that was Phronesis, who are on tour at the moment. And you can see them on the 14th of May at the Stables in Wavendon, on the 15th of May in Birmingham at Birmingham Jazz. And on the 17th, the band are at The Band on the Wall in Manchester. To end this week, I promised you an encore track from the trumpet of Thomas Stanko, with Florian Weber on piano, Jeff Denson on bass, and Ziv Ravitz on drums. This is Stanko's own tune, The Dark Eyes of Martha Hirsch. Thank you. The Dark Eyes of Martha Hirsch, written by Thomas Stanko and performed by Thomas Stanko with Florian Weber on piano, Jeff Denson playing the bass and Ziv Ravitz on drums, taken from his concert at last year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Well, that's it for this week. Join me next week for piano duets from John Turville and Takana Miyamoto from this year's Steinway Piano Festival from the Pizza Express in Soho, London, and a look at jazz at this year's Brighton Festival. Check out Jazz on 3 tomorrow night with jazz critic John Fordham joining Jez Nelson to present music from Brazilian master Hermeto Pascoal, as well as other concerts recorded at last year's London Jazz Festival. Till next week, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For this opening couple of hours, a lightning tour of the 2011 BBC Proms. Myung-hun Chung conducting the Radio France Philharmonic in Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Ivan Fescher and the Budapest Festival Orchestra in Kodai. Andris Nelsons and the CBSO in Richard Strauss. Gergiev and the LSO in Prokofiev. And first of all, here Jerzy Bialachlavik conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Wagner. Die Meistersinger is Wagner's only comic opera, and the contrapuntal twists and turns of this opening prelude weave together the main leitmotifs heard during the opera in a way one hopes the Meistersingers of Nuremberg themselves would have approved.